In my retirement, I no longer seize the day. I generally just poke at it with a stick. I carpe diem with my mug of black coffee and morning newspaper, and my coffee is blacker than 10,000-mile used-up motor oil. It's my version of Red Bull. As for newspapers, I despise them, especially the national and big city rags like the New York Times and Washington Post, which contain all those opinionated editorials written by politically ignorant buffoons that think there's anybody out there who really cares what they write. I do, however, read hometown papers such as the Mountain Messenger that lets me know where the weekend garage sales are and when the Campfire Girls troupe is having a bake sale. No, I have not turned into a sluggard, and I don't lay around going with the flow. Only dead fish go with the flow. If you think I do, you don't know me. I run the Greenbrier Trails nearly every morning, and I'm still married to the vivacious Adriana McGowan, who not only keeps me young, but physically, sexually, and mentally active. You see, I like who I've become in my retirement. House husband, gardener, maintenance guy, good neighbor, Rotary Club member, and golfing buddy to three other hacks at the cow pasture they call the country club. But even though I thought I was having all the fun I could muster during my FBI and State Department careers, putting bullets into bad guys and terrorists, I'm actually enjoying my new life more. It's been 6 years now, and I'm having no regrets about hanging up my spurs. But every once in a while, just to reminisce, I pull from my old army trunk photographs and memorabilia from not only my childhood and my wild adolescence, but those explosive, exhilarating years serving the government. At least, I keep telling myself that. There are even times when I think I was actually someone else. Who was that dashing young action hero in the photo with the dark hair and wiry grin? And that other of me when I was a Green Beret in Vietnam, receiving a Silver Star from Creighton Abrams. And then, how about that official FBI photo of me sitting at my desk at the J. Edgar Hoover building? That one, I hated. It made out like I was nothing but a desk jockey, which was far from the truth. Ah, and there's my wedding photo in the Gazette where I married the lovely Adriana here at Wolf Laurel. It was just after she came home from the hospital, having been shot in the back at our first wedding ceremony by the domestic terrorist from my past turned madman, who sought revenge against me for kicking his gonads up into his intestines and tossing his sorry ass into jail. But what was not in the old trunk was any history or evidence of my clandestine service as a counter-terrorist operative for the State Department. No medals, no attaboys. No appreciation certificates, no letters, no nothing. However, there was the news clipping of the murder of one Lionel Byrd, my boss when I was with Team Zulu. The obit said nothing about him being the director of our organization, only that he was a State Department employee. Nobody but the president and the National Security Advisor knew our terrorist hunter organization even existed. Call us what you will. Spies, assassins, government mercenaries, whatever. There was nothing on paper that proved we existed. I'm not even sure it still does. The last thing I remember was that my fellow team member Keith Lambro assumed the director role, and that was more than 6 years ago. I was wondering if the replacement president even continued the operation. I understood from Lambro it was an agency the president thought went against his personal rectitude, not to mention the nation's moral consciousness. I still missed Lionel the Birdman, and always would. If America ever had a James Bond, it would have been him.